The Qualicum First Nation Culture Program received funding to create and distribute free Indigenous resource kits province-wide during the next 3 years. All Aboriginal Head Start programs across BC will be receiving a traditional food kit that will be kept at their location, according to a news release by Qualicum First Nation. Childcare resource and referral sites throughout the province will be getting a variety of Indigenous kits that can be loaned out within their community. With this expansion, a team of highly skilled and talented individuals have been hired. Another building was attained to accommodate new staff and the play-based resources that are being created. 9 years ago, the Qualicum First Nation Culture Program began with 10 Indigenous resource kits. Today, the program has grown to a whopping 104 kits, with 44 different kits that are used by the elementary schools and daycares in Nanaimo, Nanoose Bay, Parksville, Qualicum, the Comox Valley, and Campbell River. In 2015, Pam Moore, from the Tsimshian Nation, was working at the Qualicum First Nation Child Care Center and saw a need for Indigenous curriculum within daycares. Moore was able to obtain a grant to create 10 Indigenous-focused kits, which included books, toys, felt stories, puzzles, and play-based items. Elder Judy Edwards from Qualicum First Nations joined Moore in the creation of kits. At that time, only daycare educators were able to borrow kits. Edwards and Moore would then visit daycares that booked a kit and do related art activities with the children. This extended and strengthened the Indigenous teaching for the teachers and children. Soon, the word got out to elementary school teachers who were looking for Indigenous resources. The popularity of the kits created the need to expand into elementary schools in Qualicum Beach, then further into the areas of Nanaimo, Nanoose Bay, Comox, Courtenay, and Campbell River. Before long, the program required more space. Buildings were acquired just to hold art supplies and a laser machine. In each area of the expansion, the team meets with local First Nations to make sure the kit contents reflect the teachings of that nation. For Vancouver Island, the resource kits have featured Kwakwaka'wakw artist Adam Lewis, artist cedar weaver Brian Wilson, and many more local First Nations artists. The team is preparing for their annual open house. 44 Indigenous kits will be on display for educators in Nanaimo, Parksville, and Qualicum at an open house on September 5, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Qualicum First Nations Hall, located at 5850 River Road, in Qualicum Beach. There will also be an open house for educators in Courtenay, Comox, and Campbell River on August 29, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Cumberland Community School Gym. Elementary teachers, kindergarten to grade 2, and daycare educators will have an opportunity to book culture kits for the 2024-25 school year. Online booking is available starting the day after the open houses within that district. At the open house, educators who have booked kits will also be given a classroom set of orange shirts along with one teacher orange shirt. The team has worked tirelessly to screen print more than 2,500 orange shirts, which feature a unique design by Tsimshian artist Bill Halen. Halen will be signing the orange shirts for the educators at both events. More information on future workshops and conferences is available online at aboriginalculturekits.com and facebook.com/aboriginalculturekits.